Hey, good morning, Marshall. You know what? I want us today to travel down to Galveston and visit with Captain Mike Williams, who's been a buddy of mine for about 25 years. Mike is probably the most veteran fishing guide on the Texas coast. He's caught all kind of saltwater fish. The Black Drum Run is underway right now. This is a chance, Marshall, for you and all of our listeners to catch a bunch of big fish. Mike, are you with us this morning, buddy?
Yes, sir, Luke. How you doing?
I couldn't be better, and I think I nailed it on the head when I said it's a chance, not just a chance, but it's going to happen if you get out there and get off the jetties or wherever you're fishing and catching those black drum. It's a seasonal thing that happens about this time every year, doesn't it?
Well, it starts in mid-February, and it runs about mid-April, and, you know, all over the United States, we're going into spring break where the children are going to be out of school for a couple of weeks. And Galveston, Texas is a great place to target in that time period. You know, it's the peak of the black drum run, and it's a fish you can target. These fish run from 20 to 60 pounds, and it's a fish you can target. You can take your whole family out, little kids, your grandmother, whoever you want to bring out there. And it's really, really easy fishing, and you catch a lot of really big fish.
You know, Mike, there's no telling how many times I've enjoyed fishing with you, always in March for black drum. But it's a time when you go, really, I guess there's a time when you don't catch them as well, but we always catch between 12 and 30 fish, and these black drum weigh, on the average, if there was such a thing, probably a 20-pounder is just average. But I've caught them up to the upper 30s, and you guys do catch them 50, 60 pounds, don't you?
Yeah, we don't catch the big ones like I don't every trip, but, I mean, we catch a lot of. We catch a lot. I was telling a guy the other day, you know, we caught some drum that were upper in 60 pounds. We caught a redfish that was almost 50 pounds, and that's as good as it gets. That'd be very similar to catching a 50-pound striper, and anybody that fishes freshwater knows a 50-pound striper, that's a lot of pull.
You bet. And, Mike, you were with me when it happened, but I want to tell this real quick. The first time, folks, that I fished with Captain Mike Williams down at Galveston, been over 20 years ago. We can't remember when. It's been a long time ago. I had never caught a big black drum, Mike. You remember it well. But we were anchored, and the boat was adrift on anchor. And Mike looked at me and said, we weren't catching anything. We'd been there about 10 minutes. Mike had the tide figured out when the incoming tide was coming. And I never will forget it, but Mike told me, he says, Luke, when the stern of this boat swings around and points toward that, I forget what it was, a masthead on something back there, he said, when that happens, get ready. Well, the tide came in about 10 minutes, the boat came about on the anchor, and the bow was, you know, facing toward the Gulf, and the stern of the boat was whatever he told me was going to point at. The rods went down, a moving tide. Mike, that's you. I know you can catch them on a slack tide, but a moving tide is key, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in saltwater, it's all based around tidal currents, tides, and you have an incoming tide, an outgoing tide. It's much like fishing below a dam in a river. As long as those gates are open and that water's moving, you're going to catch fish, and they shut the gates off, and that's what happens when that tide goes slack. But as long as the tide is moving either in or out during that drum run, you're going to catch a bunch of fish.
And this is probably going to surprise a lot of folks, but tell them what the very best bait is for catching the black drum.
Well, one of the best baits is probably one of the best eating baits that you can get. The bait we use is very expensive. We use blue crab, but that's what they want, and that's what we use. And it's, I think blue crab now is about $3 a pound. But you can catch them on other things, shad. You catch them on live shrimp, a dead shrimp, but they prefer that fresh cracked blue crab.
And you'll take a crab and usually like quarter sections of him. In other words, one crab will make about four baits, right, Mike?
Yeah, you know, and if you got any bait left and you've heard of people eating the bait, you can actually eat these. They're great to eat.
Oh, blue crab, man, they're as good eating as you can get. That's a cool fish. It's a migrational thing with the fish every year. It happens this time. It's as constant as the migration of waterfowl, folks, on these big fish.
And it's real easy fishing. I mean, we kind of specialize in taking the kids out of spring break. You know, we take little kids, and a lot of times people are kind of intimidated about taking their kids fishing with a guide. But So all you got to do is, if you can reel a fish in, you can catch a big black drum.
Well, Mike, there is a lot of fun fishing going on at Galveston. For folks that might want to look at some of the pictures you've got of saltwater fish, you're an expert photographer. Give your website and then a phone number, please, sir.
Okay. It's Galveston Fishing Guides, plural, guides.com. GalvestonFishingGuides.com. And the reservation number, 713-723-1911.
Thank you, Mike, and I'm looking forward to catching some of those big black drum with you, buddy.
Okay, Luke, nice talking to you.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org and Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.